Wyoming Eyes as a retirement home. Go ahead, John.
So it was actually Mexico, but I wouldn't want to be down where I am, where I own the place, in July or August. It's like 115 degrees.
Wow, that's a life-threatening temperature. Okay, so you got to be a snowbird. You're going to live in the islands of Richmond in the summer, and in Mexico in the winter. And you have the resources to travel between the two. Is that possibly what's going to happen now, John? Go ahead.
I think that was originally my plan, but with the passing of my wife, there was really no reason to go down there anymore. But my daughter still uses it, so we keep it. But I'm hoping here with the global warming that we're able to have palm trees in a few more years.
You do have the resources, though, John, to create as much thermal energy, BTUs, as you need in the winter. You have the resources to create as much air conditioning as you need in the summer. You've got this beautiful laboratory all set up with every instrument you could ever dream about. I'm not sure you've got to move, John. I think you, a smart guy knows to bloom where he is planted. Maybe you should bloom where you're planted, John. Go ahead.
Well, after over 100 years of the family sitting on the same piece of land, I don't think I have much chance of moving Dick. I'm a stick in the mud.
Sounds to me like you're going to stay. Enjoy, John. Bye-bye for now. See you down the road. KQRIW.
73 then. Enjoy. KC2WQB.
Victor Echo 3, Juliet India Whiskey, V3JW, this is V350 Center, you still monitoring? Nothing heard, Victor Echo 3, Zulu Tango Zulu, V350 Center, Toronto, out.
Thank you for visiting the Long Island Mobile Amateur Radio Club repeater system, node number 9126 on the New England reflector.
Link clear.
Auto connecting.
Node number 9126.
Welcome to the Long Island Mobile Amateur Radio Club repeater system, node number 9126 on the New England reflector.
Link active. Thank you.
How have you been? How's every last little thing?
I got this cold going on for 13 months. Seems to be caused by the blood pressure medication. I changed medications and didn't do anything. Right now I'm heading out south to Texas.
Cool. That sounds good. Yeah, they said some of the cholesterol medicines and stuff cause a persistent cough, but it's nothing to worry about. Yeah, just coughing all the time. Well, that's cool. So you're going to head down to Texas and have some fun. Sounds like a deal.
Yeah, my neighbor says there's plenty of big blondes there to last to one bring home. Then I was thinking a friend of mine from upstate moved to Mississippi decades ago. So, but I stopped by to see him, and then when AAA program drew a line on the map, it went right through where that gun place is, Red Jacket, of which Governor Cuomo's website say everything made at Red Jacket is illegal in New York.
So, are you going to be stopping by?
Yeah, well, we'll see what happens, how things go. You know, got the dog with me. So, that don't go too good, mate. Wind up being a shortage than I expected. And I was like, well, since I'm down there, you know, maybe I'll go to Florida and see all my other friends.
Cool. Well, hopefully you've got a computer or something to keep in touch with us via email so we can track your exploits and live through you vicariously.
So, 5:30 in the morning, the expressway is crowded. What the heck? So what neck of the woods are you headed in for?
Well, I'm headed for East Williamsburg. Since the week of Valentine's Day, I've been working for one of our telecommunications contractors in the union. And back to pulling fiber in the street and splicing it up.
So, who was the other guy that retired? Donnie, was it? I met at the union hall with you. How's he doing?
Donnie's doing fine. He's been retired for a little while. And he's enjoying his retirement. You know? Not traveling like you, but, you know, he's kicking back and relaxing.
West, coming up to the BQE. Crowded, but moving. So the doc was looking for you the other day on the radio. I'm going to call you. He was looking for traffic information, and he didn't get back to him, because you weren't there, I guess. And he was just, he was just mad at him, wouldn't talk to him.
Well, depending upon what time it was he was asking me for some traffic information, I was either already at work or already at home, and you know me. Very rarely does the radio stay on any longer than it takes for me to turn the key off in the car, and that's it. Radio's off and I'm out the door. I don't linger. So, sorry that I missed him. You know, sorry that I missed him. I would have gladly shared any info I had with him. But it is what it is, I guess. It'll be 4NYF and 2 TPN Mobile.
Yeah, it was a few days ago in the afternoon. So, anyway, one of my partners at work, who became a supervisor just before I left, had a minor stroke. So, you know, he was really stressed out from all the BS. From the chief there, so time for him to retire too.
Yeah, look at this. Your old job, you know, destroys you physically, destroys you mentally. We got heart attacks, we got strokes. What the heck is going on over there? Maybe somebody should investigate.
That was a figment of our imagination. Been there, done that.
Well, you know what they say about figments of your imagination.
As far as traffic is so heavy, so early in the morning. Doing any projects at all?
Nope. Not a one. I'm in no project mode. Just hanging out, enjoying the kitchen and everything else, and just kicking back. What about you? What's going on over at your domicile, all done with your severe cleaning and reorganizing?
No, haven't done anything. Just vegetating. Decision to make some help in or something. Anyway, I'm heading into Manhattan, so not some place I go to often, so I gotta pay attention to what I'm doing here. So, I'll listen down. Good talking to you. 73's W4NYF.
Alright, no problem. Enjoy, and, I'll chat with you later on. So be good. W4NYF. This is N2PPN Mobile. Coming up on the Jose Cuervo.
Sierra.
And what does that mean to me?
Meow, meow. Yeah, the, hey, last night, interesting. I called up, New York State Lotto. Yeah, my mother went in, I took my mother to get gas. My father, you know, has been in the hospital, came out and whatever. So I took my mother with her car to get gas, because she's old, you know. So she had this little four numbers she played on Lotto or Quick Draw or whatever it was, and she won. So she went into the place, and now the guy didn't realize we were together. You know, I went over to the little candy counter or wherever I was, and she goes up there, and you hear the machine make its little winning sound, and he goes and hands her a dollar, and she says, "Oh, I didn't." And he said, "No, it's only a dollar." So she started arguing with him. And then the other guy behind the counter, they talk to each other in Turkish or whatever language it was. And he turns around and he looks in the machine. He says, nope, you only won a dollar. So my mother says, give me the ticket back. I know what I want. And so with that, they talked a little more. I said, no, no, dollar, dollar. And he shows some stupid ticket. And my mother says, those aren't even my numbers. That's not my ticket. And he, oh, yeah, 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 it is. And then I looked at the ticket. I walked up and I looked at it. It wasn't even the same date on there, whatever ticket he pulled up. So they found my mother's ticket, and they were still arguing with her. And they gave her the money that she deserves, but they were trying to rip her off. So I called up Lotto this morning with some 518 number or whatever it was. And I'm reporting that place. You know, I'm definitely reporting them.
How much was it that she was actually, that she actually won?
Oh, it wasn't much. It was like 330 or something like that. Some odd number. Like 230 or 330.
They tried to rip her off for a couple hundred bucks.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you realize my parents are 90. You know, so when he saw her come in and pay for the gas with her little envelope that she keeps in her pocketbook, you know, they must have been thinking, oh, we're going to scam this one. And like I said, they didn't realize we were together at first, you know. But isn't that something? I mean, I can't even imagine, like I was saying, I wouldn't splash an old person with a puddle on the side of the road. You know what I mean? How could they do something like that?
Well, apparently they had no problem doing it. And 518 at Albany. That's an Albany area code.
I left him a whole message with the address and everything else. And I said, you should call. You should go send an agent. Send someone in there who looks a little senile. I said, go send an old person in there that's not really paying attention with a couple of tickets and see if they get the correct amount back. You know, set them up. Don't just walk in there and accuse them. Set them up.
I don't know why you didn't just grab the guy from behind the counter and pummel him.
Oh, as soon as I got loud, my mother was pretty upset. It wasn't worth upsetting my mother over. She's like, you don't understand, they're Turkish. They're not from this country. They'll just shoot you, and they'll shoot us both, and then they'll put us in the back, and no one will let us. You know, they have these ideas in their head when they're that old that you know, if you're not, like, in other words, these countries' laws don't apply to them or something. She's nuts.
Okay. Well, after you got your mother back in the car, you should have gone back inside and told the guy, I'll be back for you in a little while.
Yeah, that would have got him a little nervous. That's what I should have done. I should have done that. But, I mean, that was just, you know, I just couldn't believe that, you know. But I would never do something like that. I would do it in other ways, but I wouldn't do that.
That's dangerous doing that, because you really don't know who you're dealing with. And they thinking that they were going to just skip them out on that? Oh, man. You know who else would call on that? Call, like, the TV stations, like Eyewitness News, 7 on your side. Give them the story and let them look into it.
Well, that's a good idea. Well, these people, if they're caught with this, or if there's any other reports of anything like that, they'll lose their machine.
They'll just get another machine illegally, that's all. So they'll be selling tickets that'll probably be no good. People will think they've got good tickets, and they'll be selling them bad.
Yeah, sure, I wouldn't be surprised. You know, I wouldn't be surprised that no one even did that yet.
Hey, you never know. You never know what's going on. And, you know, and then they'll just turn around and they'll disappear into the flying carpet someplace. And it's PPN Mobile, by the way.
David, you can't. QN Mobile, by the way.
Stevie, pick it up and send it right over to Richie Rich.
I've been listening in. Scummy thing to do. Firebomb the store.
No, just go and spill pig blood all over the place.
We had a couple of
something sometimes, the attitude you get from some of these people. You know, even in a road call, John, I noticed that it comes from a lot of, they have this attitude. Don't go around the detour. Come inside the cones to make a left turn when you have the whole thing closed off. And they'll get right in there on top of you when you're working, and then they'll give you the attitude like you did something wrong. It's crazy. And most of the time, it is people that originally were not from here.
And I guess you don't have policemen with you when you're, you got a lane closure like that, huh?
No. Hold on 1 second, quick landline. It'll only take a second.
See you later. So what's up there, mister?
And truer words were never spoken.
All right. All right, I hope you had a decent weekend. We did. Didn't get much accomplished this weekend, but had fun. That's all that matters.
I'm happy for you. I'm very happy for you. I had a good time Friday night and continued that good time right through Saturday until I went to sleep last night.
Babs stopped by with one of her friends from the building on Friday night, so we had a couple laughs. It was fun. It's like we had people coming in and out all night. So we ended up staying there pretty late for a change. And what else happened? That's it. I had a hot steaming date on Saturday night. That went pretty well. We'll see where that goes. Nice Italian grill. An Albanian Italian.
Very good, very good. Sounds like a deal. I'm glad to hear that. Let's see, listen. Goose is angry with you.
The goose is angry with me?
Oh yeah, the goose is angry with you.
Go on.
The goose is leaving messages for you and you're not returning them.
Go on.
That's all I'm saying. And she's not happy. And you don't want to make the goose unhappy.
Now she'll slip on purpose. All right, I'll give her a call. I'm afraid of her.
Nothing to be afraid of.
She doesn't have that ball sack to grab, so it's trouble.
But she doesn't grind her crotch into the side of the chair to prevent you from grabbing the package.
Well, you saw her this weekend?
Yes, I did. I had a lovely, lovely time visiting and spending time, and, you know, it was like a big flak attack.
Is Kramer there?
Of course not. He's gone. I told you, untruer words were never spoken. I got a phone call. I'll be right back. This will just take a second. That's it. He's gone. He's not coming back. It's a PPN on the Kosciuszko Bridge.
Jerry, do you hear? QN Mobile. Okay. So I was in Giordano's on Saturday night. Had a nice dinner with my friend, his wife, and this other woman. It was very nice. And then yesterday, I had brunch with PA Pat, which was very nice. And she was actually nice to me. I don't know what's with her. She's also, like, semi-bipolar, I think. But she spoke cute, so I can't help it.
Do you, like, attract bipolar women? Is that, like, this pheromone signature that you have that attracts bipolar women?
I guess. Well, Old Spice Sports Stick, and between that and the gel that I put in my hair, they must do something to them.
It's just scary, I tell you.
Well, she's like sophisticated bipolar. It's a little different. It's tolerable. It's all right. She's all right. So we'll see. We shall see what we shall see. I'm just not waiting around anymore. That kind of thing. So I had planned to open up the cover on the boat and let it air out and take out the tank and do a bunch of measurements, because I was looking at tanks last week online and I took a bunch of measurements. And what do I do? As soon as I'm getting ready to take off the cover on the boat, it's spilling.
Yeah, Saturday was like some freakish day with that weather. But what I wanted to say was, with you and the girls, it's like a little bit of history repeating.
So what do I do? I'm trying to stay away from certain types.
I do not know. I do not know. You just need to, you just need to, figure it out, I guess.
Keep on trying. It's fun. They'll come with little manuals, you know, that say, I take this pill for that, and I'm bipolar sometimes, and, you know, panic depressive other times. There's no pamphlet that comes with them. You know, they're always so nice and so sweet and had a rough go of it. And I mean, I'll furnish a pamphlet for me if they want. It's going to be a big pamphlet.
I don't know, maybe we could devise some type of a DNA test. Questionnaire and a DNA test for prospective female friends of the NQN.
Maybe we could develop a pap smear.
I think, first off, if a woman agreed to give you a pap smear before going out on a date with you, right off the bat, that might indicate that she's not the girl for you.
All right. I think we'll let it lie there and ponder. And ponder we must, because this too is another one of those mysteries of life.
Sweet mystery of life, at last I found you.
True, it's true. Yes, it's true.
Predicted, Kramer is gone. He's not coming back. And to PPN Mobile.
So I saw in the news before I left that they found an abandoned car of a missing New York City woman on the side of the parkway by Gilgo Beach.
I didn't see. When was this?
Last night. So, they're out there looking, and I take it Matt is out there, because they saw the canine guys on the scene. I was looking for him. Didn't see him. But they got the canine units out there. And, oh, well. We'll see. We'll see what happens now. It used to be only good things you heard about Gilgo. Now it's the latest planting fields.
It's not even an arboretum. A jump, and I'm sitting in my parking spot. I don't know why, but I got out of the house a little early this morning than regular time. I'm sure I'll find that I forgot something, and that's why I'm running a little earlier, I guess. But it was from all the, I guess, rest I got from passing out over the weekend. I was over, like I said, I was over with the goose. I could keep my eyes open. I'm like running around like crazy. I had to go into the Union Hall, to the medical department, and after, you know, being at the fights and all the stuff I was doing there and having to wake up and get into the Union Hall and not eat, because it was a fasting, they were doing a blood draw fasting, and it was like, then from there, then I went to go see the goose. I had very little time in between. I'm like, all I needed to do was sleep. I was standing there. I'm talking, I can't keep my eyes open.
She wasn't mad at you?
No, oh, because you see, I answer the phone when she calls.
Come here.
Oh, what day is it? Dad, did you put your shirts in the peep pump?
Oh, mate, you broke up a little bit on that transmission.
Go ahead.
NY2H mobile.
It's that stinking voting system that makes it impossible to carry on decent conversations. That guy Lou should really look into it. Oh, is that Lou? Go ahead, Lou. Enter VPN.
Hey, good morning, Greg, Steve, Rich. Rich, I just want to know if you've been deplacked yet.
It was a big plaque attack.
Is that what those pictures were that you posted? You getting an award?